Welcome back to In Depth. That is the PSA program here on all Lotus Radio stations. It is a Sunday morning, bright and early. My second and final guest today is Mr. Corey Dayton, talking about Headlock on Hunger. Corey, how are you, bud?
I'm excellent. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Go ahead and get closer to the mic. Don't be shy. Okay. How are you doing, man? So you're doing all right?
I'm doing great.
You mentioned you're kind of running on fumes now.
Yeah. This time of year, it's a lot of work. We have to embrace the grind, but it's for a good cause.
No, most definitely. So Headlock on Hunger, what is this event? Give me an overall view or go as in-depth as you want to. That's the name of the show.
Basically, Headlock on Hunger is a campaign and an event where we like to raise awareness about child hunger in the Truckee Meadows. I don't know if you know, but 1 in 4 children in our community are affected by hunger.
My God.
So we decided to create this event, I think back in 2011, where we did like kind of a canned food drive at a pro wrestling event.
Okay.
And then we brought it back last year. We were able to raise 7,000 pounds of food for the food bank of Northern Nevada.
Wow.
This year we switched it up a little. We're still doing the food drive around town, but at the event we're accepting $5 for tickets, and $5 will transfer into 15 meals for the less fortunate. We changed because it was kind of a in the middle of the night when you're trying to transport thousands of pounds of food,
yeah,
you're beat up, you're concussed. It's hard to move that, but the food bank is awesome at stretching a dollar. So we can make a bigger difference this year for about what you'd pay for 5 cans of goods.
Okay, very cool. So you're probably focusing more on money than the actual physical donations.
Yes.
Okay, very cool. That's actually kind of the thing I've heard. I mean, especially when it comes to, say, I mean, it's a different topic, but hurricane relief or something, everybody wants to give things.
Yeah.
But logistically, it's just so much easier to get the money.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's easier
yeah.
to transport, and then you can spend it on whatever you need to.
Yes, that's correct.
So, very cool. So, you're teaming up with Food Bank of Northern Nevada for this
yes.
event, right? Okay, very cool. And how long? I mean, you said this has only been a couple of years that you've been doing this?
Under my banner, it's been a couple years. Okay. They used to do it in the early 2000s.
But okay.
I brought it back. Always had bigger visions for it, and every year it seems to grow, so I'm really excited about it this year.
Beautiful. Corey, I want to hear about your background in general. I mean, what gave you the inspiration to bring it back? What were the logistics of bringing it back for the first time?
Well,
feel free to explore that for me.
Growing up, my mother raised 4 kids by herself, and she didn't make a lot of money, so from that aspect, being a child, we never went hungry, but I know how it was to go without.
Okay.
And then being an adult, I have 2 children of my own.
Okay.
Back in 2013, the family court system put me in a difficult position where I was unable to feed my kids. It's the worst feeling that a parent could have is not knowing if they would be able to provide a meal for their kids. Luckily for me, I had a friend that stepped up and made sure that my kids never went hungry, made sure my kids had Christmas presents under the tree. So I guess that's kind of my inspiration. My kids are my inspiration. This is kind of like my big way of paying it forward to the community.
Okay. So you're kind of paying it forward in a
yeah.
sense. Yeah. So what made you make the connection? I mean, I know you said it's happened early 2000s as far as the actual wrestling event,
mm-hmm.
right? But what made you kind of conflate or like put those two together?
Well, you know, I have a pro wrestling background, and
okay.
after 2011, God was putting it on my heart every year, and I was just ignoring it. I'm like, I'm not qualified to do this. I'm just
right.
a knucklehead, and I should be behind the scenes, you know. I'm better behind the scenes. I'm not qualified to lead this. And then last year, it was finally the final kick in the butt, like, go, do it. And, you know, it was one of the most rewarding things I've ever done, so that's why we're doing it again this year.
Definitely. I mean, 7,000 pounds of food, how is that not rewarding,
yeah.
you know? That's amazing. So tell me about your professional wrestling background. I'd love to hear about that. It's really cool that you can combine these two.
Yeah, well, growing up, my earliest memory was watching wrestling with my grandpa for the first time. I think Hulk Hogan was sliding into the ring, and he was getting hit by a chair with Sergeant Slaughter, and I was just like, wow,
this is
awesome. I
yeah.
want to do this. My parents probably thought, oh, it's just a kid thing. By the time I got to high school, the guidance counselor on career day was like, write down what you want to be. So I wrote professional wrestler. Well, he made fun of me in front of the whole class, and I understand. It's kind of a joke.
Still,
these people.
Teachers shouldn't be doing that. You're a kid. Come on.
So graduating high school, I went and pursued it, started training, wrestled on the California indie circuit for a long time. been injured a lot. Was called for a WWE tryout when my son was 1 or 2 years old. So maybe 5 years ago, I went on the road with the WWE. So I actually got there. I got to see how they operate, spend 3 days on the road, and it was awesome. Right now, it's not for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, Headlock on Hunger, I always say it's worlds colliding, and my childhood dream collides with my adult dream of making a difference. So it's always nice to combine the two, and we have a great time and we make a difference.
Yeah. And speaking of, let's talk about the actual event itself, Headlock on Hunger. When is this taking place? Where is it going to be?
It's November 18th at Reed High School. The doors open at 6:30 p.m.
Okay. Very cool. And what is the logistics? I mean, how many wrestlers do you have involved? Like, how many matches? What is this going to look like?
Well, we're starting, we have an 8-man tournament for a trophy that night. So we got a lot of the local guys, and I want to make a point of this, is every wrestler on that event is working for free
under
the name of Child Hunger.
Okay.
So they're putting their bodies on the line for free. So come out, watch them. We're going to entertain. It's going to be a great show. Yeah.
All right, very cool. And then as far as the – so you're asking primarily for money, right? People are buying tickets to this
tickets
event?
Tickets are $5 a piece.
Okay.
All the money is going to go to the Food Bank of Northern Nevada. Like I said earlier, every ticket will provide 15 meals for the less fortunate.
All right, very cool. So, yeah, so it's going to be Reed High School November – what was it again?
18th.
Sorry. November 18th. And then what kinds of wrestlers do you have? I mean, we're just size-wise. I mean, you got, like, little guys. You got tag team going on.
It's a smorgasbord of everything. We've got guys from 5 feet tall all the way up to 7 foot tall.
All right.
So we have a 7 foot tall guy that used to play basketball for University of Nevada.
All right.
So
very cool.
It's going to be a great night. We have guys who are on national television. We've got guys who are close to being signed by the WWE right now. So
all right.
Now's the time to come and catch them before you see
catch them
on
before
TV.
They get too big, right?
Yeah,
yeah, very cool. So, Headlock on Hunger. As far as can people, I know you're focusing on money. Can people still donate food if they desire to?
Yeah, we have a food drive going on throughout the city right now. If you go to hohnv.com, we've got all the food drive locations. You can donate in town for that. As far as getting into the event, it's going to be $5. We're not going to deal with any food that night just because it's hard to transport.
Yeah, definitely.
But definitely, if you want to make a food donation, go to one of our locations. All the bullies are participating. And essentially, there's a bullies buy anywhere in town.
So yeah, that's true. They're all in pretty convenient locations.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, I didn't even think about that. This is like this whole drive is almost a lead up to the big event, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how long has this been going on?
The drive started at the beginning of October.
Okay. I'm sorry I didn't get you in before that to talk about it.
No worries.
Well, at least people know about it. You still got a week or two before the actual event. A couple weeks, actually. We're only at the beginning of November, so we got some time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's awesome. So what is your goal with this? Do you want to do it again years to come? How big do you want to get? How much money? Is there a money goal that you want to hit?
This year, you know, I got woken up in the middle of the night and 10,000 meals was put on my mind. And I was thinking, like, really? I'm like, how is that going to be possible?
Yeah.
So we want to raise enough money for the food bank to transfer into 10,000 meals, which I think is 3,333. But math was never my strong subject.
But something like that. That's doable.
Yeah.
That's definitely doable.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, I remember having Food Bank of Northern Nevada in a couple weeks ago for an interview, and they were saying they really do stretch that dollar really well, and they're really providing healthy food.
Oh,
not
yeah.
just food in general. Nothing, you know, they're not stressing the preservative stuff. They're not stressing the sugar or the salt. Like, it's really healthy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then people can help just by going to an awesome wrestling show with up-and-coming legends.
Oh, yeah.
Such as yourself. Are you going to be wrestling, or are you...
I will be there.
I can't believe I didn't ask you that.
I will be wrestling, yes.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'm aging, but I will be wrestling.
You don't look that old. I have to say that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, of course. All right, so cool. Yeah, Headlock on Hunger. Any future events in the and other than this one that you might have in your head that you might want to, like, get going?
APW Nevada is the one that's helping us out with this. I know they will have more events coming in 2018. Headlock on Hunger will be again in 2018 as well. I wanted to make a point to say that tickets are available at hohnv.com right now. So get your tickets today because they could be sold out. Reed High School obviously has a limited
amount of space.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, how many people can you fit in there? Do you know offhand?
I think 2,300.
Oh, okay.
Total. Yeah.
Well, still, hey, let's pack it in.
Oh, yeah.
You got the full ring and everything?
Nope. We're about to ring everything.
All right. It's going to be
flying action. Come out and watch.
That's awesome. Cool. Well, let's go over the logistics again. When it is, where it is, again, how and how can people get tickets?
It is November 18th at Reed High School. You can get tickets at www.hohnv.com. There will be a raffle that night, $5 a ticket. We have a 55-inch TV.
Oh, wow. You didn't even mention that.
Yeah. We've got a lot of cool raffle prizes, Aces tickets. Quite a few other things. There's going to be face painting for the kids.
Oh, wow.
Everything from the proceeds raised from all that will go to the food bank and will go towards the total trying to get to 10,000. All concessions that night will go towards Reed High School. So you want to support our local athletic programs as well. So come out, spend your money, and see some awesome things and make a difference in this community.
Hey, there we go. Headlock on Hunger coming up later in November. Corey Dayton in the studio. Thank you so much for joining me, man.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.